Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the owner and the founder of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consultant, as well as Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet tea company. All right, let's get into it this morning, and let's talk about misconceptions that a lot of these coaches and business owners are putting out there for others. I have been a business and life coach since 2010. I got certified, I went after everything that I needed to become that coach. I took programs, I coached people in like pro bono to get my certification and get my master certification in coaching. One thing about me is I'm going to be an honest coach and I'm going to be a real coach. I'm not going to feed you fluff. I'm not going to get on here and lie to you and say, hey, I made $30 million in 10 minutes. I don't do stuff like that. You know, at one point it was everybody was jumping on social media that were coaches, and they were going to tell you how they made $10,000 in X amount of period of time or whatever, $100,000, or they left their good paying six-figure job and they started their coaching business. But they never tell y'all the backstory or the hard story that's attached to leaving your job and running your business. It's not always easy at all. It can be very stressful, discouraging. You could get caught up in the wrong trend and lose it all. A lot of people that have been coaches have actually went back to 9-to-5s. A lot of people who are coaches have gotten quiet on you because they had to figure out where they had to get their income from, so they had to go get a job and they had to play it off. There was one lady, she was in Mexico with us, and she always would talk about how, you know, she left her big paying job. Good, everything is six figure. I had a six figure job. I left a five figure job to get a better job that turned into a multi-six-figure job that I still work and I still coach. But nobody's going to tell you the honest truth. They think that throwing out certain numbers is all it takes to show these things or to be whatever they say. Okay, so this lady used to say all the time, she left this job, she was a big six-figure marketing person, yada, yada, yada. But every day when she would go live, it would be from her car right around lunchtime. But people don't pick up on that because y'all brought into the lies the possibility that this could one day be you. You got to be a realist when it comes to your future. You got to be so real about everything, you could spot out bullshit from day one. The big trend and the big talk right now is Grant Cardone. He had his 10X conference last week in Vegas. I was present at the last two conferences. I have been in the 10X community for a couple of years now. It's not cheap. It's not cheap at all. Do you get value out of there? Yeah, once you steer past and tone out all the added bullshit that's a part of the community. You got people on there that they hype up. And he said that 40% of his audience is the young, under 40 black and brown community. I haven't seen them. I haven't seen them at all. Inside those groups, we have Facebook groups. We have masterminds that are on Zoom. The majority of the people that's present on those groups are Caucasian people. Cocky Caucasian people that want to be in his circle so bad that they go broke trying to be in his circle. When you go to the 10X conference, there's a handful of us, as in black and brown, that are present. The conference is good if you go and you take the notes on what you need. They tell you don't take notes. They don't want you to take notes. They don't want you to video. They don't want you to do anything. Because when it circles back around, what they're going to do is they're going to sell you the notes. They want to sell everything. They upsell everything. There's great points that you could take from it, but you don't have to be so committed. I was, and I'm going to put a big was on that, very committed. I was very committed. I was 10X this. I have a ton of 10X stuff. I was buying this and that. But then I had to wake up and say, the same way you hype this man up, the same way you hype up his business, why aren't you hyping up your own business? Why aren't you going after your own dreams and making your business just as big, just as powerful, making who you are just as strong? The capability that I have is just as strong. The capability that you have is just as strong. But a lot of people are very upset with what Grant said about he had to use smaller words to attract that audience. He had to use street language to attract that audience. It's very sad that that's how people see us, but that's a lot of times that's the way that we portray ourselves. Not all of us, but a lot of us. We want to do all the hip-hop stuff. We want to do all of this. So he go after what he knows is going to bring you there. He's not bringing country western people there when it's a lot of people that's there. They're country western. He brought T.I. there last year. This year he had Nelly. Last year it was Flo Rida, T.I. This year it was Nelly and T-Pain. He brings the people that his audience ain't after. He wanted to get the black people to bring that money because the black people gonna buy the smaller stuff that he need to sell to keep his millions rolling in. Because the white people are gonna give him the hundreds of thousands of dollars. He got black people that have invested a lot into his community. Those aren't the people that's listening to dumbed down words, except for the one that's Stormy. Outside of that, everybody else is a little bit more educated and on their game. We get so upset when somebody show their color when they're not the same color as we are. But we don't get upset when our own kind take advantage of us. We don't get upset when they sell us fluff. I can recall years ago, I was so deep into trying to make sure my cup was running over and getting all the education and getting everything. If they was offering something, a class or whatever, I was paying and I was going. I wasn't only going to free stuff. I was joining programs. And when I was joining these programs, these coaches was leading us on. Before you could get good into the one class, they already upselling you to get into the next class. You buy into the next class, you finish out the first one is fluff. So you thinking, okay, the next one gonna get me where I need to be because this one was just a starter. Okay, the next class start and it's the same thing. They upselling you to the next program. And not only are they upselling you to the next program, they're giving you more fluff and leading you on. We're not exposing them. Because our own kind of took advantage of us for so many years. We expose anybody that's not our race. We got to come right and expose them all. How you trying to coach me and you giving me a packet? This is your packet. And only thing you did was increase the font on a couple of the paragraphs that you put together that you copied from the internet somewhere. And then you add a whole bunch of pictures to this packet. And you tell me this is our training module. Come on. Did anybody talk about the ones that was doing that? Was that ever brought up and exposed? We will expose the person of the opposite race and say that they taking advantage of us, but we don't expose the ones of our own race that are misusing, taking advantage, telling lies, leading us on. It's one for all, not all, not just one. All for one. If they all doing it, expose them all. You know, we get on here and we talk about, oh, Grant did this, Grant did that. And at no time am I upholding anything that he did or he said. But a lot of y'all do wrong. I was in a lady coaching program and she ignored me. Six or seven of us in this class. That's all she got to sign up for this class. She talked to each one of them every week, acknowledged each one of them every week. Until one day I said, well, I've been on every call and you never say anything to me. She says, oh, Takresha, I didn't know you were on here. I am so sorry I overlook you. It wasn't hundreds of us. I swear it was less than six. It was six or less of us on this call. And you couldn't remember. You didn't know that I was on your call. It logged everybody. My name was there and you ignored me. But you wanted me to take your next class. I wish I would. And then when we would get into class, after I acknowledged that, she would always make a sarcastic remark. Well, let me make sure I say something to Takresha, because I don't want her to think that I'm overlooking her. No, you did. For all those weeks, you did. Her birthday came up. The ladies in there was like, and the one guy. It was one guy and four or five ladies. And they said, oh, her birthday's coming up. Let's buy her some flowers and have them sent to her job. Everybody sent X, Y, Z. I'm not sending you shit. You know why I'm not sending nothing? All I want to do is get what I paid for, which I did not. And then I want to move on. I brought a ticket to her conference, couldn't go do the work. I told her to give it to somebody else. Do you think she thanked me? No. Not one time. Not one time did she say, thank you. We have a one of my clients and she can't make it, but she's giving a ticket to somebody. She didn't say one single word. Nothing. Not even a thank you for that. Sorry you can't make it. I really wish you could have came. Nothing. See, we got a lot of our own people that do us wrong. I got into that. One of the ladies, I looked up to her. Out of D.C. These D.C. people was sneaky. And I looked up to this lady, and she said that she had a project coming up, Head Ladies in Charge. And they were doing a documentary on women who have experienced things, trauma in their life, but are now business owners. So I was like, okay. Paid the thousand and some dollars. It was like $1,200, $1,500, whatever. Paid that. Mind you, I had to go to Maryland to do the filming. That was no problem. I didn't care. Went to Maryland, stayed at my friend girl's house. She went with me. They kept saying, well, you need to, everybody has to go over their wording and whatever they're going to say with her so she could redo it. And they said, write it down. And I said, what am I going to write down what I've been through for when I could talk about it? I already know what I've been through. So when I showed up there and I had my attire, she said, oh, did you bring a change? I said, I do, but do I need one? She says, no, that's perfect what you got on. I say, why would I need it? Why did you ask me if I brought a change? She said, well, I was just asking because you never sent me your wording. I said, I don't need to send you my wording. So she says, all right, well, you only got such and such amount of time, and, you know, we may have to do this over, or, you know, your part may not be right in the documentary. Okay, no problem. So we get there, and we go to the other room. We're at an embassy suite. We go to the other room. They got it set up with lights and cameras with this man there that's videoing us or whatever. All right, no problem. Go in here, and I start telling them my story, how I was beat that night. For 8 hours. When I look up, they're over there crying and wiping their eyes in tears. From tears, wiping their eyes with the tissue and everything. She said, you took us down a journey as if we were sitting in that room with you. I don't have to tell you no story to get a story out. I could tell you my life because I know what I've been through. I know what I dealt with. A lot of these coaches, oh, I was homeless. I lived in my car. I moved away from my family and went to live in my car with $5 to my name. That was the trend for a while. Y'all speak the wrong stuff into your life. I'm not speaking none of that shit in my life. I ain't never been homeless. Never had to sleep in my car. Have I been to sleep in my car? Yep, on my break. Took a nap, went and laid back in the car and relaxed. Have I ever had to sleep in my car? No, I did not, even when I was in an abusive relationship. I ain't never had to sleep in my car. There are people who have actually had to deal with that. But they don't use that story to gather money from other people. I had another one. She from up that area too, in the Virginia area. She decided that she was going to start doing travel agency. And because I didn't want to join her team, you know, that multi-level marketing stuff, she unfriended me. I was like, wow, it is what it is. See, these are people you need to be exposing. Y'all worried about Grant saying he want to use the N-word. Y'all use the N-word when you're talking about each other. You worried about Grant saying he had to dumb down his words in order to attract a crowd of black and brown people. Street words, as he said. But you're not bringing down these people who have repeatedly ripped people off. Chanel Cooper Skites did it for years. And while this one lady tried to expose her for taking her money, y'all said that lady was bitter. She was angry. She needed to let it go. Why she gotta let it go, but y'all wanna ride and bring down another race for doing the same thing that she did. Only thing difference is, he just said what he had to use for vocabulary. She actually took their money. She took their money, promised them a program, went ghost for a little while, came back and said, I'm selling this, and y'all jumped in there and brought it. Our own people take advantage, use us, make us feel a certain way, and y'all don't even bring that up. We got a lot of people that have taken advantage of your own kind, and y'all don't say nothing. Why? Why is it only for the people? Why is it only for those people?
Hello,
Cordova. Hi, it's Takresha with Siemens. Thank you. Why is it that y'all only want to bring down the other race when they do it to you? You got people that literally, they just lie and make up stuff, and y'all okay with it. You're not okay with it if it's, it's black on black crime. My cousin don't kill XYZ, or my sister done did XYZ. We can't tell on her. But then the first thing, if a white police officer or a white person do something to a black person, y'all ready for them to be hung, electrocuted, and shot all at the same time? When we gonna stop covering up our own people doing us wrong? When are we gonna put a stop to it and say, hey, we're not gonna do this? My first conference I ever went to, I went with a lady, and I was in her program. And in that conference, we went to San Diego. And I don't know what it is, but they tried to scam me. Her friend decided to stay longer. Then she wanted me to buy her a plane ticket. Then she got mad because I didn't get the ticket fast enough for her, or when she thought I was going to get it or whatever. And nobody cared. It was okay that I was done that way, but y'all don't care, because it's all about, she got money, so we just gonna take advantage of her. How does that become a part of reality? So instead of only exposing Grant, kudos for exposing him, but instead of only exposing him, expose the black guys that's running his Twitter, that sit on there and lie and try to be a part of his community. Expose the black guy that's over there on Clubhouse. Same thing. Expose the black female coach that's lying to everybody, taking advantage of them. Don't just expose him. Expose them all. Everybody. So I'm going to end this and say, don't be judgmental on one person when you can't spread it for everybody. Everybody that's doing wrong should be exposed. This ain't got nothing to do with race or color or any of that. It's a lot of our own people that's taking advantage of us. And instead of saying, hey, y'all be careful because I invested my money in those guys and they really just took advantage of me. All they did was took our money. They didn't do X, Y, and Z. I tell people all the time, ain't no way in the world I'm going to get involved with Che or Trevor. Because all they did was come in and they talked good. And I'm going to say this and then I'm going to get off of here. Women ain't going to run and help another woman unless she's showing that she done went and had her body done, or that she's showing part of her body, or that she's showing that she's brought a Birkin bag, or she's driving a Rolls Royce and all of that. You can have a lady over here that's doing everything she need to do that could get you to where you need to be, but you don't want to go to her. You'll run over here to this guy because he's attractive, or because he's a male. You feel that the male can pour into you better than a female can. Y'all missing y'all blessings. Have a wonderful day and be blessed.